Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I hope you all can hear me well. This is Felicia. I believe I'm live. It's saying that I'm live. If you all can't hear me, well, I don't know. If you can't hear me, then you don't know what I'm saying. But if you can hear me, can you all text Papa Remy, yes or no? Because I'm not for sure if I'm connected correctly. I'm going to wait a second or two. If you all could just send Proper Randy or whoever can send him a message saying yes so that I could continue on. Let's see here. Just a moment. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to send him a message. Okay, and then once I get a response, we'll go on. We'll continue the show, or we'll do the show. Okay. All right, let's see here. Oh, okay, I got it. Thank you all. Appreciate it. I got it. You all can hear me as well. Thank you all. Well, hello, hello, hello to everybody. It's been a while since I have done a show. I was waiting. I was anticipating, when am I going to do a show next? Today is the day. I was having trouble because I was getting ready for the show earlier, and I dropped my laptop, and I broke it. So I had to ask Proper Randy to help me do a show from my phone. And so now I'm doing the show from my phone. I hope you all can hear me just as well on my phone as it was when I was using my laptop. I got to go get that fixed, or either may have to replace it. Hopefully that'll happen soon. All right, so let's get started. I'm going to say a prayer real quick, and then we'll move into y'all. Well, most of you know how I move. I'll say a prayer real quick, and then we'll get into praying with you all, agreeing with you all, answering your prayer requests. And again, thank you all for calling in and allowing me once again to pray with you and agree with you. Believe in God to perform and do and show up and show out and come through, break through. Come on, Jesus. So let's just say a prayer real quick, acknowledging the Father being here, and then we'll move to our callers. Thank you, Father, for blessing us to come together tonight. Thank you that we have faith in you, not faith in man, but faith in you answering our prayers. We thank you, God, that we look to the God inside of us, the God that created all things. We bless you. We thank you. We acknowledge that you are Lord. You are Lord, and you are Lord. You are all powerful, all knowing, everywhere, can do all things. We thank you that all things are possible if we believe. If we believe, we thank you that all things are possible. And so we bless you tonight, that you would answer prayers tonight, God, that you would comfort your people, bless your people to know that you are with them, you are for them, you are behind them, you will provide for them, you will take care of them. Bless your people tonight, God, to be comforted, to be uplifted, and to continue on in the faith in Jesus' name. And we bless you in advance. Bless you, God. Amen and amen. All right, let's see here. I'm going to move to the first caller. Let's see, I'm going to scroll. Uh-oh, just a moment. Don't mess up anything, Felicia. Just a moment. Okay, I don't think I messed up. Okay, it's a little different on the phone. Everything is so much smaller. Okay, so I'm going to go to the first caller. Let's see here. I have, it's going to be a 202-722. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please?
How you doing, Miss Felicia? This is Daryl and Nicole. I'm calling from Maryland. It's been a minute. I emailed Randy last week and asked him when you were coming back on. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you, Thank y'all. And you know what? I thought about you all, too. I thought about you. I said, Lord, I know you gave me some words for them, and I hope it wasn't too crazy. But I just said what I saw, what I seen, what I picked up on. I hope they didn't think I was alluding to them. I said, well, I gave it to them, and that's for them to believe you for. So let me stay out of it. But, yes, I thought about you and Nicole. And thank you. And you all are the first ones to call. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank Nicole.
Appreciate
always
you.
Gets us on quickly, yes.
Praise God. We're so
yes.
happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm so happy y'all called, and I'm glad that you all are the first ones too. Yes, I thought about you all. I'm telling you, I think about it. I think about the things that God gives me, and I just, oh, gosh, was that really you? And then most of the time, yes, it was me. Okay, so let's pray for you all. Thank you. Okay, so hold on just a second, y'all. My pen's not writing. Just a moment. I thought I was ready. Okay, Daryl. Okay, there we go. It's right now. All right, so we're going to start a praying for you, Father. We bless you, and we thank you. First of all, we thank you for them both. We thank you for Dara and Nicole together. Hallelujah. Like you ever see the, when I close my eyes, first thing that pops up is, what are they, you know when you eat chicken and they say a wishbone and then you break the wishbone and you make a wish or something like that? I don't know.
Make a wish, right?
Something. Yeah. I'm not for sure what that means, but together, and I see like a wishbone, but it's not broken, though. It won't be broken. But like a wishbone, I don't know, maybe you two wishing for something, believing for something together, whatever it is that is together in Jesus' name. Let's see, try to be, it's like the enemy tried to break something, it's maybe an agreement that you all may have, but no, together forever, together in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you for them. We bless you for them. One accord. Continually on a regular basis, regularly, all the time, one accord for them, one accord, together. We bless you for Daryl. We thank you, God, that Daryl, strong tower, you are a strong tower. We thank you, Father, a strong tower, you are, strong tower. And I still see business like I still see this, wait a minute, did you say you were from, I'm calling from Maryland?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, isn't that by New York? Or New York or something like that? Look, I'm not good geographically. I'm not that good geographically.
I had to bring you back, Ms. Felicia. Yeah, Maryland, yes.
Oh, the what? Okay, so those tall buildings. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
bless
you mentioned
you,
tall buildings when I spoke to you last time, yes.
Now it's adding up. I didn't know that you all, I think, maybe I don't remember you all calling from Maryland. But anyway, I'm just trying to put it all together. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you. But, Daryl, that strong tower. We thank you, Father. Daryl is who you say he is to be. We bless you for Daryl. Thank you, God.
Amen.
For. Just a moment. Daryl, you. I don't know. I see oil. Oil? The oil. I see oil being massaged, like a massage. Oil being massaged. I don't know if it's on your head or on your body. The oil being massaged, a massage with the oil. And you know, there's a certain power of influence. That you have that you may not know that you have.
Can
you
guys give me
know,
a thumbs up to confirm
if you don't know, you will come to know a influence of and it's like influence of men. Not so much the women in that way, but like the men. And I'm not saying maybe you, but you're going to have a men's conference or anything like that. I'm not for sure, but it may be influencing businessmen in your, you know, influencing businessmen to see what you're seeing. To understand what you're saying and to see, yeah, that's the better way. And maybe the oil is I don't want to misinterpret, but the oil you maybe God is giving you is imparting more unto you to have that influence, a greater anointing to have that influence. But you are being, there's oil being massaged on your body. You may have to pray about that part. I'm not for sure what exactly that is, and I don't want to misinterpret it. I can only tell you what I think about that part. I'm just giving you what I see. But you see, you may be influencing men, somehow influencing men to come to your side, not because they're always wrong, but simply because you're right. to see what you see and influence. Just an influence of men to take another way, to go another route, and it's gonna, and you being that influence unto them. I still see a successful man. A successful man. I know I'm giving you bits and pieces and parts, but you have to put them together, Daryl.
That's fine.
Because I'm not really hearing much, but I'm seeing. Sometimes I can get the word, but there's times when I just give you the, you know, what I see, and then I'll let you put that together as God gives it to you. But a strong man, you're a strong man, and you're becoming even stronger. And you're becoming stronger. You're becoming stronger. You're becoming stronger. And that may be even mentally and physically. You're becoming even stronger. Stronger than what you thought. I'm a little strong, but no, stronger. 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 In the spirit and stronger in the body. Stronger. Just stronger. In Jesus' name, and you are going to be everything that a hero. What we look to, oh, that's my hero. You're going to be everything that encompasses a hero. A hero like you, yeah, Daryl, that's my hero. Whether it's a woman or whether it's the men, you are going to be the hero. But just stay before God. Stay in prayer. Because it may become overwhelming at some point, and you don't want it to become overwhelming to where it's not what you thought it was going to be. No, it'll be everything that you want it to be. Everything that it means to be a hero and for people to look at you as a hero, it'll be everything. If you always acknowledge God. Always acknowledge God. It'll be everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be everything. It'll be joyful. They'll look to you. That's my hero. That Daryl is the man. You're the man, Daryl. I think that's all I have.
Thank you, Miss Felicia. Thank you. I've been waiting for a while to hear your words again. I told Nicole during the summertime I need to talk to Felicia again in September. The Lord said September, September, and then. I didn't hear you on anymore. I said, Nicole, just let me know when she's on again. We got to keep watch to see. Then I emailed Randy, and he heard my words. You heard my words, I think, in a certain way, and you know when you need to get back on. So I want to thank you again for those words. When I hear you speak to me and Nicole, Randy speaks to me in a certain way, but you speak to me in a different way, but it's well received to me. In a special way. So I want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. See, and I can hear it in your voice. Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And yes, I promise you, I thought about you, Nicole. I promise you, I thought about y'all. And so, yes, you are that man. You are that man. Thank you. And then
amen.
Let me,
thank you.
Yes. And is Nicole on the line? Is she? Or do, is
I'm
she
on the line. I didn't want to interrupt, but I'm on the line.
Okay, great. I was going to say, well, let's pray for Nicole, whether she's on the line or not on the line. Okay, good. Thank you, Nicole. Let's pray for you, and then I'll let you all go. Hallelujah. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you for Nicole. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. that Nicole, that she'll begin to you'll begin to hear God more and more in ways that you didn't think, more and just more. You'll begin to discover God in more ways that you didn't think. You'll begin to see God in small things, and He'll begin to speak to you even in small things, and you'll know that that's the Lord. You'll know, and then He comes back and He confirms it with an act behind that. The voice of God increasing in you, becoming more and more, and you just being able to go and just see people and just know that, let me go and tell this person what I believe God is telling me to tell them. You'll be used prophetically even more in terms of just, you know, like what I'm doing, communicating with people and letting them know this is what I believe God is showing me. And then it'll be so. God is going to use you more prophetically. So Daryl will get the money and you'll be prophesying. He'll get the money and you'll be prophesying.
Amen.
Working together. That's what I call working together. I'm just kidding around. But no, seriously, you'll be prophesying. Just prophesying to people more and more. And even turning to Daryl in heaven, maybe having words for Daryl. I mean, directly from heaven. And then I see a moment where the light will shine upon you, where you will know that this is the word of the Lord to give to some particular person. I'm not for sure who it will be. I'm not for sure if it'll be Daryl or if it'll be someone else. The light will shine upon you. There will be a particular word that would drop to you. And it'll be a strong word that you'll go and give to some particular person. And you may be fearful at first because, you know, you don't know how they're going to react, but you're going to know this is the word. This is the word of the Lord. You're going to know this is what you are to do. And you watch and see, the little prophecies are going to lead up to that one big prophecy that you're going to give this one particular person. I'm not for sure if it's somebody popular, famous, or well-known, or if it's Daryl or whoever. It's going to be, you know, you're going to be, I see you just prophesying to people, dropping a prophecy here and a prophecy there, and even maybe just a word of knowledge that God will give you for people. And then as you continue to do that, and then there will be a moment where there's going to be a great word that you're going to give someone. It looks like, you're going to know that the light is going to shine upon you. Maybe a private moment between you and the Lord. The light will shine upon you, and you'll begin to, you're going to begin to prophesy, but this is going to be this moment where this great word is going to come for this particular person. And you're going to get it. And you may be afraid and fearful at first, but you'll give that word, and they're gonna give you a reaction that you didn't think that you would get. It's gonna be a word from the Lord, and you'll be used even more and more and more in that way. In a great prophetic way, graduating into prophesying more, giving more words, giving more detailed words, giving more words of knowledge, like graduating from one level to another level of prophecy, and just continuing on and on and on and on in that. It'll be shut up in your bones. It's going to be words that you're going to have to get out, and bless people. And I pray God may it be a quick work. I mean, I pray it be, maybe you don't pray it be. Let me take out my own opinion. God, let it be a quick work. You may not want it to be a quick work, but I always like for it to be a quick work. But anyway, Father, we pray for that. We pray that you encourage her in that. We pray that you let her see herself graduating more and more into it, graduating into higher levels of prophecy, graduating, God, into higher levels, higher dimensions of prophecy, God. But there's going to be a great moment of prophecy, a great prophetic moment that's going to come to you. I see the light shining upon you, and you're going to take that word. And you know what? It may not be an individual person. It may be a group of people that you're going to take that word to. But I see a light shining upon you to give a great word, But you're going to have. But before then, you'll continue to graduate into different levels of prophecy. And what else? Just good things. Good things unto you, Nicole. Good things unto you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. I receive it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate it. It's always fun when y'all call.
May
fun.
I, May I ask for a prayer about one thing? Do we have time for that?
Sure.
I know you have a bank of callers.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask for a prayer about getting a new place for my mom, and I saw something on the internet today on Blue Hill Road, and I had a dream that my mom moved to a house that was blue, and this is on Blue Hill Road, and I just wanted to ask, and I also, the address is 13111, and I had a dream. I can't remember all the details, but it had 111 in it. And so I wanted to ask if you would pray with me about getting that for my mom to move someplace more comfortable. That so I'm looking at the house on Blue Hill Road.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we bless you. We thank you. Oh, excuse me. Thank you, Father. Yes, God, we pray for that. God, you want the best. You said good things, Beyonce Nicole, good things. And what's the one thing is good is for her mother to be in a place where she wants her mother to be. Father, we thank you that maybe you're already speaking to her already about how this thing will work out at prophecy. You get a word, and then you get a confirmation. Well, I mean, that's prophecy, but anyway, but you get a word, and then God will confirm it, and then you see it come to pass. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you that all things are possible, that this may be the place. This may be the right place. We thank you, God. We thank you that this may be the right place, maybe. We ask you for it. And if you don't see fit, God, we ask you to block that while also creating a better place. A trail, trail, T-R-A-I-L, trail, trail and a shovel. Okay, I'm going to just give you what I see, a trail and a shovel. Okay, you know when people are carrying dirt from one location to another location in a, it's like a, it has three wheels, one wheel in the front.
Oh, I know what
back,
you're talking about, a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow, yes. Thank you, Nicole.
I'm with you.
I have to have help sometimes. Okay, so, I saw a wheelbarrow. Don't know how that would play in there. A wheelbarrow. I saw someone with a wheelbarrow packing dirt, and then a trail. Is that a new location or an old location?
It's an old location. It's on a corner.
On a corner.
I said old, like 1950-something, I think. So that's not, like, super old, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just saw that wheelbarrow. I'm not sure what more I could do with that, but, Father, we thank you. We bless you. That you want the best for her. You said the best for her and God, and if this is what they wanted, if it's okay, then God, make it happen. We pray, we ask you to bring it to pass. Show up, show favor. Bless her, because that brings peace even to your mind to know that your mother is in the place where you want her to be.
Amen.
So, Father, we pray that if this is you, we pray and ask you to bring it to pass. We pray that if it's not you, then you block it while preparing another place. And then let them love that place just as much as they wanted this place. In Jesus' name. And then, God, we pray for the timing. We pray, God, that if they had a certain time that they wanted her to be in there, you know, God, we pray that you make the time that they have her in the other place, if there is another place. Let her be in the other place within the time frame. We pray in Jesus' name, God, you are able to do. I believe you will favor her. You will favor her mother in that way. We believe you for that. We thank you for that, God. Only you, only you, only you, only you. God will show favor. And so we thank you. He'll show favor.
Amen.
He'll show favor.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Bless y'all. Bless you all. Thank you so much. Thank you all again for calling in. And I have fun praying for y'all. It's good when I say, who's calling? Oh, this is girl. This is the call. That's fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And you all have a good night, and I hope I get to talk to y'all again.
Most definitely. You too. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next call that I have here. I have, it's going to be a 803-991. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Felicia. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela from South Carolina. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you again. How are you doing?
Yeah, thank you. I remember you. Yeah, Angela from SC. Hallelujah. Let's pray for you, Angela, and then we'll pray for anything that you have requests for, okay? So, Father, we... Oh,
okay.
No, hold on. Just one second, Angela. Let me put you on. It's been a while, y'all. I have to figure out which one was the mute. I think this is the mute. Let's see here. Father, we thank you for Angela from South Carolina. Hallelujah. Angela, the first thing I saw when I closed my eyes was some books. I don't know if you're trying to get some things done, some schooling or learning some new things, but I see some books. I see books stacked on top of books. I just see some books. And so, Father, we bless you and we thank you for what you're doing with that, her learning, increasing her you know, whatever it is that she's trying to learn, or maybe you're wanting to learn some new things, getting into some new things, studying some new things, trying to discover some new things. Father, we bless you. We thank you for giving her that opportunity to increase herself, to do better, to become better, to do better, to know more, to become more, to increase. God will help you increase, Angela. God will help you to increase. He will help you to do that. God will help you to increase. He's not a man that he should lie, or that he would lie. God is a man that will help you. He will help you. He's helping you to increase. He's helping you to do better. He's helping you to increase. He's helping you to become the woman that you want to be. He's helping you to be exactly who you want to be in the time that you want to be. God is helping you to become that person. Doing better. You are doing better. Doing better. And God is helping you to do that. We bless you, God, for her education. We bless you, Father, for what she's learning, what she's studying, what she's trying to create, bring about. And we pray, God, that you help her to retain information, to remember things, to be able to, bring things back to her remembrance, to have knowledge and understanding of things that maybe others don't have. We bless you, Father. in Jesus' name. God is helping you to do better. I'm going to unmute you here, Angela. Let's see here. I think this is, okay, there you go, Angela. You should be able to hear me well now. Angela? Can you hear me? Okay, let's see here. Angela, you still there? Okay. I'm going to maybe, okay, just a moment, Angela. I don't know if you're having issues on your end or if it's me having pressed the wrong, no, that's the right one. Okay, I'm going to, okay, Angela, you're unmuted. Can you hear me now or can you speak now? Okay, I don't know what's happening. All right, Angela, I'm going to come back to you. Okay, I can't. Let's see here. Okay, Angela, I'm going to come back to you because I'm going to be on a short while today. I'm going to come back to you, Angela, in just a moment. I'm going to move, take the next caller here, and then I'm going to come back to you and see if I can, we can hear you speak. Okay? Okay, so let me take this next caller here real quick. I'm going to go to 910709. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Felicia. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia from NC, South Carolina. North Carolina, we are in the house.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's good to hear from you, Sylvia.
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah. Okay, let me pray for you, okay? Let's hear. I'm almost nervous to put you on mute now. Just 1 second. Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Let me pray for you, Sylvia. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for Sylvia. We thank you. Sylvia, we thank you. I just hear the music playing, Sylvia. I just hear the music. I'm not even sure to determine what kind of music that is. I just hear music playing, kind of like opera music, just opera music playing, like a skating ring. You know how you see the people in the skating ring skating, and they have the music, the soft music playing, and the people are skating. That's what I see. This is a different night, seems like, tonight. I'm getting all these visions, but the interpretation. Father, we thank you. We bless you for Sylvia. We thank you for the joy of being at peace. The joy of being at peace. When it seems like there is no peace. Father, we thank you for the joy of being at peace. We bless you. God is carrying you. He's carrying you. Sylvia, he's carrying you. God is the one that's carrying you. No man, no other person, not your children. No one, not the government. God is carrying you, Sylvia. He is providing for you. It is him that has given unto you everything that you need. When they say, I did it, no, it was him. God is providing for you. And so we thank you, God, for peace. When there seems to be no peace, we thank you that you're bringing her into more peace, a place of peace. Oh, real peace. And sometimes the peace of God can come through maybe a good friend to talk to. Sometimes the peace of God comes through listening to worship music. Sometimes the peace of God comes through you just spending time with yourself. Sometimes the peace of God comes with you just taking a walk alone, enjoying that God is supplying for you. He is supplying your needs, enjoying that God is the one that's taking care of you, enjoying, and no, because you know that it is he that is taking care of you. That's amazing. That's peace. The peace to know that even in the future, No matter what they say, it is God that is providing for me and that will provide for me. You have nothing to worry about, Sylvia, nothing to worry about. For it is God that is doing this. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute you here. Sylvia, I'll let you come right on in just one moment. Let me, you should be able to hear me now. Or you can hear me, but you should be able to speak now. Okay. Okay. Oh. There you go.
That is definitely an answered prayer. I've been praying for peace to you. God had told me to go to school. And so I've been in school since August, and now I'm coming down to my to the end of the semester. So there was just a lot of stress. And so tonight I managed to finish my paper, and I sent it in, and then I had a test to do. So once I got the paper in, then I, you know, sort of felt better, but I was asking God for peace because I started to get a little overwhelmed here at the end, but all is well. And I'm just going to pray that what I sent in is sufficient, you know, God will cover it. And I'm good. I'm enjoying school. But here at the end, it got a little overwhelming. But he sent me for divinity. So if you could just pray that wisdom, knowledge, you know, and everything that I'm able to retain, just like you did for the girl from South Carolina. Yeah, because when you were praying for her, I was like, oh, man, that's my prayer.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Father, we pray. Yes, God, we believe you for that peace. We pray. We believe you for that peace. There's no worries. Don't worry about nothing. I believe the Lord says to worry about nothing. Worry about nothing. Worry about nothing. I believe that's what God says, even in that the future, that which is to come. Be at peace. Be at peace.
Yes.
Worry about nothing. Worry about nothing. Sometimes people say, I'm not going to worry, and they still worry. Really, truly, worry about nothing. Worry about nothing. Be at peace. Mm. Allow yourself to be at peace. God is answering. He's not going to let you fail. He's not going to let you fail. You ask for peace, now let him give it to you.
Amen.
Whichever way, you know, whichever way it works out, you do your part, and he'll do his part. It'll work out.
Amen.
Let God be with you. And may you know real peace. Know real peace. Not just, I'm not going to worry, and then you worry. No, the real peace of God.
Amen.
The real peace of God that comes. And if it's a friend that you can talk to, if it's, you know, sometimes taking a walk, if it's just taking a nap, the real peace of God. Let the peace of God flood your heart. God is supplying your needs. He is doing that. You don't worry. He's doing that.
Amen.
And you may get a little worried here and there, which is normal. But remember, you'll come back and say, but God, even when I worried and you told me not to, you still did it. Thank you. You'll still be able to say thank you. You are going to be able to say thank you, Father. You'll be able to say thank you, Father.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome.
That's good. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for praying for me, and I'm glad you came back tonight. I was wondering what happened to you. I'm just like the guy from Maryland. Yeah. Well, I hope you come back again soon.
Thank you. I plan to. If he has me back, I will.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, God bless you. Good night.
I'll receive it. All right. Have a good night. All right, I'm going to go back to Angela. We were trying to get you to come on in, Angela. Let's see here. I'm gonna unmute you. Okay. All right. Can you speak now, Angela? Oh, she's still having issues. Sounds like. Okay. Okay. Uh-oh, did I hear something? Oh, okay, Angela, I can't hear anything you're saying. I'm gonna take another call and give you one more chance if you could, if you can, you know, get your phone or see if we can hear you whenever we click you back in. Okay, I'm gonna move on to the next caller here. Okay, let's see here. Where's my next caller? Okay, here we go. All right, so I have a 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, Tamisha. This is LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, listen. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm great.
It's good to hear from you, too. All right, I'll be seeing everyone. It's in the zone tonight. So, yeah, okay, let's pray for you, LaShawn. Hold on. Let me get it right.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you for calling, LaShawn. Appreciate you. I'm going to put you on mute and pray for you. Then you know the routine. I'll unmute you. All right, here we go. Let's see. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the minister. LaShawn, we thank you for the minister. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't you give up. Hallelujah. Don't you give up. You continue on. The greatness. Usually we say the goodness, but I'm telling you what I heard. I heard the greatness of God is still before you. The greatness of God is still before you. I didn't hear him say the goodness of God. That's what we usually say. I heard him say the greatness. The greatness is still before you. The greatness is still before you. The greatness of God. What's the difference? Well, you'll have to figure. You have to get that one. The greatness. He didn't say the goodness of God is still before you. We know that part. I just heard the Lord say the greatness of God is still before you. The greatness. The greatness. I mean the greatness. I mean favor everywhere you turn. That is still before you. And I'm telling you, I continually see a family of ministers. I don't know why I always see your whole family in church. I always see your whole family in this one particular church. It's just every time. I always see that. But the greatness of God is still before you. The greatness of God. And I mean, things that you have not thought about is still before you. Things that you have not imagined is still before you. You think you've seen it all, you've heard it all, you have not. Says though, you have not. You think you've heard it all, you think you've seen it all, you have not. The greatness of God is still before you. You notate that. I'm telling you, I heard that. I didn't hear the goodness. I heard the greatness. The greatness of God is still before you. You think you've seen it and heard it all. You have not. You have not. God's going to flip it all upside down, right side up. You will still do many things. The greatness of God is before you. I'm going to mute you, LaShawn, let you come on in. And then I'll, let's see here. Just one second, LaShawn. Let you come on in and speak. I got to make sure I click on the right one on this phone here. Okay. Okay, you there? Can you hear me, LaShawn? You there? Can you?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes. Can you hear
Amen.
Me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
I tell you, that's confirmation, because when I was praying Saturday, I heard the word that God was grooming. He was grooming his people for greatness. That he's grooming and trimming. And it's going to be the cleanup for greatness. He's doing his grooming for greatness. So I know exactly what you're talking about. It's just confirmation. Even confirmation about the flipping. So it's confirmation.
God.
All confirmation. God is, it's all good. God is awesome. He's speaking.
Yes, the greatness. Amen. Greatness. And greatness for people around you, but God is showing me greatness for you directly.
Right. Yes.
Directly.
I receive it.
You. It's like God's putting you on. I know we use this in a bad way. Don't put someone on a pedestal, but it's like I see you on a pedestal, like God putting you on a pedestal. But in a beautiful way, though, in a very beautiful way. Not in the way that the world sees it. Oh, you know, oh, you're worshiping Lashu. No. In a different way from God's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Greatness. We know you're going to get the goodness, but the greatness is a whole other thing.
Right. It's just confirmation. Confirmation.
Yeah.
I thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, it's confirmation about not giving up. Because when you're in ministry and you're dealing with different types of people, different walks of life, it is. Like I tell people when I minister on, I just told the people, don't give up, you know, because I have to minister to myself. I have to encourage myself, you know, because you're dealing with different people. And you know, it's tough.
Right.
You be like, I ain't doing it no more. That, you know, especially when it comes down to honor and respect, you know. You're going to deal with all titans. Some ain't going to honor you. Some ain't going to, you can give them a word. I tell you, the Holy Spirit will tell you, before you even give that person a word, I didn't have dreams. Before I gave up the release of word to someone, I had a dream. It would show me in a dream. They going to receive it if they not going to receive it. And so I was like, Lord, I'm just, I don't have to deal with this. I can get myself up and go and do this. I was just saying that today, but he gave me a reality check. You at a place that I'm tearing down some walls and I'm rebuilding, and you just rest and watch me do the work.
Yes, let it happen.
So
let it happen.
Yeah, information. Don't give up. Keep going. And I was telling myself that, you know, through the Holy Spirit was speaking on Saturday, you've been here before, you keep going. So it is confirmation.
Come on with the greatness. Come on. Come on, girl. Yes. Yes. Keep it going, because people are going to need to see that.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to need to see that. Yeah.
And even with my family, you know, the enemy want to think he's turning down household family. You know, if he can't get to you, he'll try to get to your family, which everything is the Holy Spirit is revealing. My family are called to ministry. They are. They are.
Mm.
And, you know, when you see the enemy attacking them, it gets you upset because you be trying to tell them, you know, you don't need to hang around this person. You don't need to be with that, and you don't need to be with that. They have to learn on their own as well. God got it in control.
Yes. Okay. Every time we talk, I always see that. I always see the church, and I always see your whole family on the front row. I'm not for sure who's preaching, but I always see everybody. Everybody ministers in the church.
I want to be on the front row to hear them ministry as well. I want to be on the front row. But we know it's in his timing, you know. But, yeah, you're right. I thank the Father. And, you know, I tell him I need encouragement too. I need to keep going too, you know. So I have to encourage myself, and when I hear words and he give me confirmation, don't you give up. Don't give up.
Yeah. There you go. You got it. That's your word. Greatness is before you. Don't you give up. Greatness is, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth everything you went through. It's going to be worth it.
Amen. I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God is
good. You're welcome.
He's good. God is good. Yeah, I'm like everybody else too. I was saying, well, where is Felicia at? Where is Sister Felicia at? But I do understand we have to be on God's timing. We have to be on his timing, not the people timing. But when he tell us to come forth, when he tell us to come ministry, we have to make sure we are in his will.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
And so if you can pray for my, I'm going to say my family, my son, and I have some things that I'm seeking the Father for, some things that I presented to him that, you know, I have a heart desire, you know, that I'm asking for direction and wisdom on. So if you could just pray for that, they'll be fine. My son
okay.
and my daughter.
Sure, yes. Thank you, Father. And what's the son's name again? I don't remember.
His name
you don't
Jasmine
have to say it if you don't
Jamari. Yeah, Jasmine and Jamari.
That's what it is. I remember now. It's been a while. Okay, yeah, hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you for her. We thank you for Lashina's children. We thank you for both of her children. We thank you, God, for Jamal. We pray for Jamal. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for that young man. And we bless you, God. You have a destiny for Jamal. We thank you, and we bless you, God, for that which you've laid before him to do, to go, to become. Thank you, Jesus. We pray that wherever he goes, wherever you send him, he is up under your divine protection. Whether he becomes a traveling one or whether he does not, Father, we pray your protection. We pray the protection of God. We pray that you use him to influence those around him for the good, for the greater good. We pray, God, that you cause them to always hear that still, quiet voice that says, don't do this. Don't you do that. You know better than that. Why would you do that? You sure you want to do this? You know God is real. You know God don't get you. God, I pray that you become, that you be his, that horn of consciousness, that when he does do anything that is wayward, and he knows that he's done something wayward, may he be guilt-ridden because he has a God conscious. May he remember you, God. Remember that's not right. Cause him, God, to be strong in his belief. Hey, man, you know, man, I don't know, man, God is real. Man, I'm scared of God. May he fear you, God, in all of his doing, all of his becoming. May the fear of God lead him in the right path. In Jesus' name, wherever he goes, to and fro, in all of his travelings in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Jasmine. Hallelujah. We pray for her protection. We pray, God, for her protection, that wherever she goes, may she also have that God conscious. May she also allow the fear of God to lead her in the way, to make her, to make the right decisions. Hallelujah. May she might have, at some point, have her own. I don't know if she likes to cook or not, but maybe
yeah.
She'll have her own. She'll have her own business, cooking. Maybe that may be for her. Bless her, God, and what her hands find to do. If that's it, then God, make it happen. Let it be wondrous and prosperous and flew and flourishing, God, if she's that type of entrepreneur. And if she's not an entrepreneur, maybe that's just all. She can still be successful at that. So we pray, God, that you bring that to pass in her life, if that's what she wants to do, if that's what it is. And if it's not, then God, help her to find her niche in life that will cause her to walk in your will, your way, and great success. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Father. Amen and amen. And then let me pray for Lashum, God. As far as her desires are concerned, Father, we pray. I agree with Lashum on her godly desires. I know they are according to your word. And, Father, you want her desires to come to pass. You said in your word, ask, and the Father will do it. And then you encouraged us to ask again because you came back by Jesus and said, up until now, you've asked the Father nothing. And so, God, we ask in Jesus' name. We agree upon her desires. And when she has to speak, put words in her mouth.
Amen.
Put words in her mouth, God. Tipa toraba kamandole basile bonde la banda randa la bosheke. Pilo bosa kareba karobo shakareba karisa. It's like I see God picking you up from one place and then planting you in another place real quick. You were just over here, and then all of a sudden you're over there. Location, location, location. Location, location. Location.
Thank you, Father.
Location. Location. Kito reba karisa la boshe kelebonda. God's going to deliver you to, like a package, he's going to deliver you to the right place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then some places you'll show up just by happenstance. You'll be at the right place at the right time. Thank you, God. Running smack dab into favor. You keep looking to the God inside of you, and you'll see. This thing has happened unto me. You keep looking to the God inside of you, and you'll see that this thing has happened unto me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And while you was praying, somebody going to reach out to you about doing a conference. He's going to be doing a conference. I don't know if you already know that, but I hear a conference.
No.
You're going to do a conference. That's what I heard. You're going to be doing a conference. I don't know what conference it's going to be, but that's what I heard.
Thank you, Father.
Speak at a conference. So God bless you. You see God on it. We tell people you're going to see God on it. He's going to come back and give you confirmation.
I think I've heard that word before. I think I had that written down somewhere before. Yeah. Oh, well, bless the Lord.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
Somebody, yes. And it's going, and you're going to be getting out your conference on it. But, yeah, you're going to do a conference. You're going to do a conference very soon. I don't know, are you connected to a ministry or some women ministry? I don't know if it's going to be I just heard a conference. I don't want to get my opinion in it, but I just heard a conference coming your way that you're going to speak at a conference.
Well, I take it on. Thank you, Father, because I believe that's the second time I've heard. I think that's the second one. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Father.
Well, mm-hmm. I think you'll know, and so he'll give you that reassurance. You'll know when it's the right conference, and you're going to do it. Listen, be you, be you, be you, and you're going
to
do
that. That's what I need to hear. Thank you so much for that. That encouraged me.
Yeah, be you. God made you. how he made you. So be you, speak the way you speak, and you're going to do well.
Thank you, Father. I need that.
He's going to give it to you. Yeah, he's going to give it to you. I don't know if he's going to give it to you in a dream or vision, but you're told that that's the conference you need to be doing.
Thank you, Lord.
And for my daughter cooking, I'm the one got the restaurant. I got the restaurant. I've been looking for a building or a truck, a food truck, but I want her to come in and cook. She know how to cook, and my son know where we all come from, a cooking family. So her and my son know how to cook. She cook real good. So I want this to be a family business. So I'm the one with the restaurant.
Then this might be the start of something new for her too. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we saw it, God. You saw it.
Yeah, and you know, right? And you know, her children—they cook. They know how to cook. I put them in the kitchen. They go in there. I'm talking about they cook baked chicken, and taco, and spaghetti. Because I even told her to do a YouTube with her kids. I kid you not. I told her to do a YouTube with her kids on cooking.
Tell us, you better
video
do God,
or TikTok
do
video of our cooking with her kids.
God just spoke. She better do it.
See?
I mean, I don't know nothing about that, you know?
So, yes, I did. I told her, you and your kids do a YouTube or a TikTok video of our cooking.
Yeah, stay on her with that, because it's probably something to that. That's probably going to generate some funds for her, some finances for her in Jesus' name, because I had no clue.
Right.
I had no idea. So, that's probably going to be lucrative for her. She'd get into that.
Right. I'm going to tell her again, once again. I'm going to tell her again and tell her that, you know, what the word was said tonight, you know, to motivate her and be a distraction to remove it. But I did mention to her, her and her kids do some cooking on YouTube or TikTok. But, you know, even when, you know, the business that I have, the restaurant that I have, you know, I'm looking for I've been looking for a building, but here, you know, Texas, it didn't went up. So I'm looking for a food truck, and I know that I would like for her to come into the restaurant to help cook.
Yes. That might be her thing. Come on, Jesus. She said she got it. Yeah. I believe that's what God gonna show up for her. Yeah. In a surprising way.
Yeah.
She didn't think that she could really get into it, but she's going to really, really, really get into it.
Yeah, so thank you, my sister. Thank you. God bless you. And I'm going to let you move on to the next caller. I was on my way home, so thank you so much. It's nice, you know, your voice, you know, everything is going okay for you. So God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, LaShawn. I appreciate you. And thank you for speaking the word of the Lord. I appreciate that. I received that, and I'm going to write that down again for the second time. So thank you so much.
Just pray over it and ask God in his timing. Just pray. You know, whatever comes from who do you want me to connect with? He'll let you know. Trust me, he's going to let you know. You're going to know from the inside. You'll know.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it. So,
Amen.
All
right. Amen.
All right. Well, you have a good night, LaShawn. And I will hopefully talk to you again soon. Go ahead.
Amen. Have a happy holiday, a safe holiday.
Yeah, you too. You too. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, LaShawn. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, you all. I know I have a lot of you all waiting. I have to do a short show tonight, but the next time I do a show, I promise you the show will go on longer. I have to cut it off because I have to step outside the house and go take care of some business tonight. So I am going to have to shut the show down, but I believe I will be back. If Prophet Randy have me back, I will be back to do a longer show and give more of you opportunity to speak and for me to pray and see if God has a word for you through me. So I'm going to let you all go tonight, and hopefully we'll all get to get back together again, I'll get to speak to the rest of you. I'm sorry it's a short show, but I got to go take care of business, you all. It's very important. So you all have a good night. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you the next time Prophet Randy allows me to do a show. Thank you, and have a good night.